We're just going to begin this by breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth at whatever rhythm feels best for you. Ideally, you want to be balancing your in-breath and your out-breath. So if you breathe in for five, you breathe out for five. And we're just going to start this really, really gently. Counting your breath. And just letting yourself get settled. And see if you can extend that. So that whenever you are inhaling, it is for 10. And when you're exhaling, it's for 10. No need to push yourself, but we're just going to extend that if that feels right to you. So just flowing with that in and out breath at your own rhythm. Letting your body come into a state of deeper relaxation and ease. Really good. And just with that focus on the breath, we are signaling to the nervous system that you are safe and that it is time to relax. It's time to recuperate and heal. And it's time to be in an open state of receptivity with your soul self. With all parts and pieces of yourself. Really, really good. So on this journey today, we are going to be reconnecting to the home within. Really good. We're going to begin to open up and set some intentions for today. If there's a certain energy you feel like you could really use today, maybe it's the energy of peace, maybe the energy of inspiration, maybe clarity, just tap in for a moment. What is most needed by your system today? Beautiful. So we're setting that intention in our heart space to be open and receptive to that which we need to feel fully balanced and fully aligned. And we're just going to let that intention go, trusting fully that we are surrendering that and that it will be drawn to us. You can just come back to counting your breaths for a few moments. Really, really good. We're going to start to build up some energy around us now. We're going to build up our heart field, visualize, sense, or imagine an iridescent pink light all around you. Maybe you notice different shades of pink. Maybe it's really vibrant or really soft. Just going to set that intention to visualize, sense, or imagine that surrounding you now. Really, really good. And with that energy, we are setting an intention of trust that you will receive exactly what is needed today. that you will clarify and deepen your connection with soul and your feelings of coherence with your true self. Feeling connected and feeling present with who you really are. So we are opening up to this abundance of our true self. We are opening up to this abundance of soul. And we are giving permission to receive what is needed. We are giving permission to be receptive, to increase our capacity to receive and increase our capacity to hold and embody those emotions and energies that are best suited for us, that will bring us back into our natural state of alignment. Really good. Still breathing with that. We're starting to open and expand in the third eye chakra now. Opening and expanding our vision, our clarity of intuitive connection. Visualize, sensor, imagine. Maybe a lavender or a lilac, a really soft purple. Just opening at your brow, opening at your forehead. Just that soft energy opening and expanding, clarifying in your third eye chakra. It is safe for me to recognize my home within me. It is safe for me to see and feel who I really am. Beautiful, really, really good. All right, all of those intentions are now set. Beautiful. We're just going to come back to that count breathing again here now. So just counting your breaths in and out just for a few moments, letting those intentions stabilize. Really good. So we're going to begin working with the midline now. So working with that pillar of light, where your chakras are, where your spine is, that light body that extends into source, connects you into source, connects you into your soul self, and that connects you into the earth, into the center of the earth. So just as you're breathing in, you're bringing your awareness to this midline. And as you're breathing out, you're sensing or imagining that it's expanding around you. We're expanding the midline out, so it's about a foot around you to begin with. And just breathing, feeling yourself connecting simultaneously above and below. Or if there's one you feel drawn to more, focus on that. If you feel like you want to draw more up from the earth or draw more down from source, just go with what you feel guided. Really good. We're going to keep expanding that out just at your natural rhythm. On the inhale, you bring your focus and attention to that midline that's expanding. On the exhale, you expand that out even further. We're going to fill up the whole space that you are in with your expanded energy. Really, really good. So today, as we are connecting to your home within, we're doing it in an expanded energy state. So often when we think about going to your home within, it can be more of an energy of a retreat. Today, we are just allowing it to be an energy of coherence. So we are just coming into connection with ourselves. Coming into vibrational proximity with who we really are. And letting ourselves feel that. So it's less about running away from what's going on in our outside environment. And more about allowing ourselves to know that this connection within is always available. And it can be activated as we're going about our daily lives so that we're living more from our soul truth, from that energy of coherence. Really good. We're just going to breathe with this. We're just letting it open up for yourself in whatever way it's showing up right now. Again, we're not focusing on seeing, feeling, or noticing anything in particular. We're just sinking into this intention of the home within. Because this will shift and change as you shift and change. And everybody's perception of this will be unique. So just let yourself have your own experience. And then we're going to move deeper into this energy. So when we're working with our home within, it's a frequency. It's not necessarily a place. But we are going to ask our intuition and our subconscious, along with our soul self, who we are very connected to right now. And you can even visualize, sense, or imagine calling forward your soul self, your higher self, asking them to join you, asking them to help to clarify any information that flows through. And the first thing we're just going to check in with is, what is the state of your home within? What does it look like? What does it feel like? We want to get a sense of it. Maybe it feels like it's a little bit run down or been ignored. And if so, work with your soul self to see what needs to happen so that this feels stabilized. So I'm going to stay silent for a few moments as you just check in with your soul self and your subconscious to see how your home within is showing up right now, and make any adjustments that would make it feel really stabilized and really beneficial. Again, if you feel like you're unsure of how to adjust it or fix it, just use your imagination. Ask, if I did know how to fix this, if I did know how to adjust this, what would I do? What light would I bring in? What energies would I bring in? Again, you're just noticing, how does this home within show up? Might show up as an actual house, might show up as a place in nature, might show up as something totally out of this world. Beautiful. So we're going to take a closer look at this home within now. This home within is a representation of your true frequency, your true self. So there's our ego self, who is the individual that we are today. And your soul self is mixed in with that. So the ego self is not a bad thing. The ego is just your individual nature. But the soul self brings in your truth, so that the truth of who you are mixes with that ego, mixes with your individual nature, and allows you to show up as your true self. Really good. So what does this home within feel like? What do you notice in and around this environment? What types of things are within it? What types of feelings, emotions, or energies, or even colors are you noticing? Just use your discernment and notice what feels like you, and make a choice to include that in your home within. Again, really, really gentle and flowing. I choose to connect to my home within. And this is what I'm noticing about it. We're going to ask in this space, does it feel like today there is something that is lacking for you? Do you feel like there is something that is lacking? We're just going to bring acknowledgement to that. And we're going to bring that on an emotional, energetic level. What is the emotion or energy of that which you feel is lacking? Again, no judgment here. We're just noticing what the ego feels is lacking. And here at this home within, we're connected to the soul self. We're connected to source. We're connected to all that is. So we have an abundance of that which is needed. So we're going to visualize, sense, or imagine that you are receiving an abundant flow of what the ego feels is lacking. You're receiving the energy, the emotion, the frequency of it. You're letting it fill up your whole self and your home within. Beautiful. So you're using this space, this home within, as a place to receive nourishment. Really good. Just keep breathing with this. We're just going to gently remind the ego, I am connected to all that is. I live in an abundant universe. And I am abundantly provided for. Again, sense or imagine any of those energies or emotions or frequencies that are needed right now, filling you up, saturating your body, saturating this home within, this space within. And when you're connected to this home within, you're also in the present moment. So you're pulling all of your focus and attention from the past, from the future, into this present moment. And noticing that in this present moment, in this energetic state, You are filled up. There is nothing that is missing. There is nothing that is lacking. You are fully filled up. Beautiful. So we're just allowing the energy to really naturally unfold here. If you notice some release energy, just breathing, letting that flow through. If you're being filled up, again, allowing yourself to receive this. Just breathing with your own experience of this today. Now, what we may find with this home within is inner child aspects that maybe don't know where else to go, maybe from this life or another life, but different aspects and versions of yourself that are searching for nourishment, searching for comfort, searching for connection, searching for acceptance. Sometimes they might be kind of poking around this home within. So they might be kind of around the outer edges, feeling drawn to it, but not sure how to get in because they're not an energetic match. So we're going to visualize, sense, or imagine that there is an energetic border around your home within. We're going to go out to that border and we're going to just notice if there's aspects of self who need to feel this connection, who need to be welcomed into this space, who need to receive this nourishment. You may be aware where you may not be aware. Your intention is all that matters. Set the intention to open up the gates for these aspects of self, open up a door for them, allow them to come through into the space of your home within. And allow them to also be nourished in this space, to be acknowledged, to put down heavy energies they're holding on to, burdens, pressures, responsibilities, judgments, fears, doubts. Just allow those to be placed down. Maybe you notice that there's a walkway that is violet light. As these aspects of self are walking through this, they're releasing that heavy energy that is not you. Really good. Beautiful. So again, just allow yourself to have your own experience, allowing those aspects of self to shed and allowing them to be nourished. And recalibrate it so they are also in coherence with who you really are, so that they see, feel, witness, and begin to embody the truth of who you are. Beautiful. So those aspects of self are receiving that nourishment now. They will continue to receive that nourishment. So we're going to take a closer look at this home within now. Well, the first thing we're going to do is just absolutely flood the whole space with light. Maybe there's a specific color that flows through to you. Go with that or just keep it open. Visualize, sense, or imagine you are filling this space up with your own light. with the light of your truth, with the light of your soul self. The way this is showing up is those rays of the divine central sun, those most brilliant, most potent rays of the central sun of source, move through your soul self as a filter. And your soul self creates the color and the light from that source light. Beautiful. So you have source light in this space and you have your own soul frequency. So now we're just going to ask, what am I noticing about this home within that is exciting to me? And your soul self is right there to bring the answers. What am I noticing about this home within that is exciting to me? We're going to ask, what am I noticing about this home within that is nourishing or comforting to me? Maybe now asking, what am I noticing about this home within that is inspiring to me? And finally, we're going to ask, what part of my truth have I forgotten and am now ready to remember and embody? What part of my truth, what truth about myself have I forgotten but am now ready to remember and embody? So we're going to soak that in. All that we've just pulled up to the surface there with asking about what might be exciting, inspiring, comforting, what is truth, all of those energies we've just stirred up, we are going to settle those in to each of your bodies, to your physical, mental, emotional, and energy bodies, so that you are able to come into a state of coherence with these soul truths that are showing up for you today. So we're just breathing with this and focus on that home within. Focus on the specific frequency you are feeling, the emotions and the energies you are feeling. That is your truth. Really, really good. We're going to set the command to activate that on the cellular DNA level through the physical body. So you're just breathing, letting yourself feel your soul truth, and letting that frequency bring harmony into your physical body. There's a little light language flowing through here, so just keep breathing with this. And what's really driving this right now is your will and intention to embody more of your true self, your will and intention to expand the limits, expand your capacity of how much of yourself you are ready to embody. Really good, just breathing with this. Beautiful. Really, really good. So we want to expand that out now. So that coherence that we're bringing into the physical body, we're going to expand that out into the mental body. Visualizing, sensing, or imagining maybe this energy flowing into your brain, flowing into your auric field around your body, flowing into your subconscious and your conscious mind. And you're reminding yourself, this is me. This is my truth. You're helping your mental energy adapt into this coherent state. Really, really good. Beautiful. Lots of energy moving in this space. So now we're going to bring coherence into the emotional and energy bodies. Visualize, sense, or imagine maybe an energy field emitting from your heart chakra. This being your emotional field within your auric field as well. Set the intention in your emotional field, in that energetic field around you. This is me. This is my truth, and I choose a state of coherence with my truth now. Really, really, really good. So we're going to take our focus and attention back within. So we're going to set the intention to take our energy slowly back, that expanded midline that we created. We're just going to take it back within. So that it's just a regular size that is appropriate and beneficial for you. We're just taking our energy back into our physical bodies. And knowing that even from this space, we can still connect to that home within without expanding our energy first. So we are going to anchor what we brought through today, anchor these energies, anchor this feeling of coherence within ourselves, down through the soles of your feet, into the earth. We're going to click that into the center of the earth. Really good. And then we're just going to pull our focus back up into our physical bodies. And then we're just going to let that integrate for a few moments. So just, you can resume your counting your breath, or just focus on anything you feel guided to right now. But we're just going to allow a few minutes of silent integration. Just allowing all parts of yourself to catch up with the energy we've just been working with. Really, really good. Again, just a gentle rhythmic breath. This is allowing your energy to settle, allowing everything we've worked with to settle, and allowing you to absorb all that you are as well. Beautiful. So we're going to take our focus up to our heart chakra now and just send gratitude to yourself for showing up today. Send gratitude to yourself for making yourself a priority. Just breathe in that heart space for another moment. Extending that gratitude to all parts and pieces of yourself. And asking your soul self, your higher self, to remain with you through it this day. And to help remind you of your truth. And to help bring you back into coherence when you forget. Really good. We're going to just wiggle our fingers and toes. Open up your eyes. Just come back whenever you feel ready. And again, just know that you can go back to that home within any time you want. It can even just be for a few seconds throughout the day when you feel like you need that boost and that reminder of who you really are. Beautiful. Thank you so much.